to Protect the Granite State, a weekly show that explores the impacts of the proposed Northern Pass transmission line on New Hampshire. I'm Judy Reardon, and we've got a great guest this week, Candace Bouchard, a member of the Concord City Council and a former state representative. Thanks for agreeing to be on, Candace.
Thank you, Judy, for having me. I appreciate you taking the time to do this subject. It's very important, not just to Concord, but the entire state.
How long have you been on the Concord City Council, Candace?
I am starting my sixth term.
Wow.
They're two-year terms, so finishing up 10 and beginning 12 years.
And you were also a state representative from Concord. When did you do that?
I was first elected to the New Hampshire House in 1998, and for most of my, and I served 8 terms, so 16 years.
Wow.
And all but one term, I was on the Public Works and Highways Committee. Chaired that for 2 terms. And then my last term in the House, I chaired the House Transportation Committee.
Wow. You're a glutton for punishment. But Concord's lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think many people realize, even people in Concord, realize how big the impact of Northern Pass will be on Concord. It's going to be 8 miles of very tall transmission towers and lines that slash right across your city. Does the city of Concord have an official position on Northern Pass?
The city put together a subcommittee of councilors to hear testimony on the Northern Pass, and Eversource came to every meeting. There was public input at almost every meeting, and at the end result, the report from the subcommittee was that Concord's position is that if it comes through Concord, we're requesting that it be buried, and that was the position taken by the city. We asked for the numbers on what it would be to bury the 8.1 miles coming through Concord, but we have yet to receive the numbers. The numbers we were given were the numbers of what it would cost to bury the line up in the North Country. However, we feel that since they're coming through there right away, and most of the area they're coming through is more of a sand bedrock and not a granite bedrock, that we think that the cost that they were showing would be cheaper for Concord.
You may have seen that their partner in this venture, Hydro-Québec, announced, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, that they've agreed to bury 11 miles at a cost of $48 million. And the president of Hydro-Québec assured the people of Quebec not to worry about the cost because New England ratepayers will pay for it. So I found that particularly galling that Northern Pass won't agree to bury 8 miles in Concord, but we're all going to get stuck paying for 11 more miles of burial in Quebec.
And all Concord is asking, it's 8.1 miles, but because we're such a populated community, when they come down from the North Country and once they hit Concord, we're 36% of the entire population. So we might be 8.1 miles, but you're actually affecting a lot more of the citizens of the state. So we just feel that, not only the 11 miles that Hydro-Québec said they're burying, but there's the, I can't remember if it's 50 or 60 miles of it now that their Eversource is burying up north. And Concord's just simply asking that Eversource have this, the same respect that they value that our property and our homeowners' property and our open space as much as they are showing consideration and respect for the North Country. So even though we're different communities, the impact is still the same on our economic development, on our property values, and just on the views in the city. So Concord is very unique. We're about 64 square miles. We're a big city where you can fit Manchester and Ashland into Concord.
Really?
Yeah. And we have, most people come into Concord and you see, our beautiful downtown and then we have, more of the big box commercial stores up on Loudoun Road and don't realize how much surrounding rural land that we have. And Concord's also invested a lot in open space. I think we have over 4,000 acres that we've set aside in various areas of the city, working with our Conservation Commission to set aside to be available for, you know, hiking, there's hunting, whatever. So we're a unique city in that we, you know, we have a downtown and we also have a very rural aspect to it. Mm-hmm. And part of Northern Pass comes through one of our most recent purchases, which is up in East Concord, which is the broken ground land that we bought to put aside for recreation, passive recreation, and which is behind the Broken Ground and Millbrook schools. So, yeah, so Northern Pass will cross over White Road and Mountain Road and then take a path down Shaker Road and over to, I got my ponds mixed up, Turtle Pond, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And then cross over, go through, and, you know, go through the pond and then come over behind the Broken Ground School, follow their right away and go behind the Alton Woods apartment complex, cross Loudoun Road, and then go right, follow their right-of-way in between Shaw's and McKinnis Purchase condominiums. And the tall poles, they're over 100 feet tall. And because they're adding these monopoles to their right-of-way, what happens is the existing power line, they have to move them out further. So what's happening to homes that abut the right-of-way is they'll have these monopoles and wires much closer and within some instances just a few feet away from their, you know, decks and or their condominium.
So in Concord, Northern Pass is proposing to go down an existing corridor that its sister company, PSNH,
correct,
owns.
Correct.
And where there's currently but it's not a high voltage.
No, it's a, you know, it's a transmission corridor, but it's not high voltage. You know, I think the poles average around 55 feet. So we're looking at doubling these poles. In some instances, it's even taller than that.
And so if this goes forward, there'll now be two separate transmission lines in
correct.
That one corridor.
Correct.
And you just said the existing one is going to have to be moved,
right? They'll
and be closer to houses.
They'll spread themselves out wider, staying within their right of way, but still getting closer to homes. And then also there'll be a lot of removal of trees and brush. So these poles will actually be taller than the tree line. They give people an idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way I describe it to people is the utility pole that, you know, is on the street where you live. Those are usually about 40 feet high. So the towers that Northern Pass is proposing for Concord are going to be over three times that height. And there are two proposed for the intersection of 293 and, is it 293 and Portsmouth Road? That are going to be
363. Yeah, crossing 393, where the right-of-way crosses from Portsmouth Street to behind Alton Woods. Yeah, those were proposed, I think, over 100, about 155 feet to 160 feet.
165.
Yeah, to we've been told it's a DOT recommendation, which would make them the tallest structure in the city because the dome on the State House, I believe, is 150 feet, and we try not to do anything that blocks that view of the dome because it's beautiful and it's a centerpiece of the capital city.
Kadis, you represent Ward 9.
Where
is Ward 9 located?
Ward 9 is a compact ward. It's up on Loudoun Road. It's the north side of Loudoun Road. It's the side with Alton Woods and a lot of the neighborhoods. And it goes around to 393s and some neighborhoods behind 393 and Cranmore Ridge and some neighborhoods that way.
So it's going to cross, Northern Pass would cross through your entire, the width of your entire ward.
Yeah, the width. Yeah, they will cross the width. And one concern is the city, we've done a lot to, just to make sure that Loudoun Road doesn't turn into like a South Willow Street or Amherst Street.
Hey, I know, but
we'd like the commerce, but, you know, we're just trying to, because it's a very unique quarter, Loudoun Road, because not only is it big box, it's also locally owned, and there's a lot of diverse housing, there's a diverse in income, and ethnic backgrounds, and we're all working, and we're trying to make it walkable, and we've done a lot to, you know, to try to improve the aesthetics up there. But these, the poles that will be crossing Loudoun Road, are going to be taller, wider, because they're crossing their high transmission lines, and it will be extremely visible. I mean, it will be the first thing you see, and it's a big economic quarter for the city with, not just the retail, the restaurants and everything else up there, and we just don't want to do anything that has a negative impact.
This would be a good time to take a short commercial break. We'll be back in a minute, and when we get back, I want to talk about downtown Concord. Welcome back to Protect the Granite State. I'm here with Candace Bouchard, who is a Concord City Councilor and a former state representative for the City of Concord. Candace, just before the break, we were talking about how Northern Pass would affect Loudoun Road. I'd like to now talk about downtown. I live in Manchester, and I've been coming up to Concord all my life, worked here for a few years, and I'm so envious of what Concord has done to improve its downtown. I think it's just gorgeous, and it's a place where you really want to spend time. Tell us a little bit about what the city did, how it invested in downtown.
The city, the investment in downtown was a Tiger Grant, and then Concord taxpayer money. What the city first did was, when we're looking at redoing the downtown with the Tiger Grant, was we had a charrette of a working group of any citizens could come and give their ideas, and that is how the plan evolved. And all over one side of the main street had like double curbs, and we wanted to enlarge sidewalks so there could be chairs outside, tables outside, and also the landscaping, so be a place where people would either want to dine outside or maybe just sit on one of the park benches and chat with friends. And so our vision was to create something that that was beautiful, that people could enjoy the outdoors, and also hopefully the facelift would be a boost into bringing people back downtown, and not only just tourists and people who live here, but also to bring back people to open up stores, and hopefully to get developers interested in putting in some downtown living, some apartments, and that is all so far coming to fruition. We've had great energy downtown. People are outside dining. Some people are just sitting on the park benches. It's just been such a great success. And we have we've had at least one. Definitely the corner of Main Street and Loudoun Road, where Remy put out, redid that brick building, beautiful apartments in there. And then we have the old unemployment building that's being looked at and purchased by a developer to put in some beautiful apartments down there with retail and a restaurant downstairs. And some other old buildings in Concord have been recently, I believe, purchased to do some apartments. So we think it's all coming together rather nicely, and it's had a lot of positive feedback. And, you know, on top of that, that's another, you know, we just did to have all that and then have something like Northern Pass just cut this visual blight through the city. It just seems to be taking us backwards, where we've invested so much in the city. So that is why we're asking for it to be buried.
I was at the site evaluation committee hearings the day you and another Concord City Councilor.
Councilor Gail Mattson. Yeah.
And a couple of the planning board director and deputy, and I think there was one other person, might have been an expert you guys hired.
Yep.
But in any case, I heard your planning board people speak about, you know, the importance of bringing people to live downtown, and that unfortunately, if Northern Pass is built, it is going to be visible from the second story of buildings downtown, and they express the concern that because it
takes away.
Yeah.
Like currently, the apartment building, I was just speaking about the brick one that was redone on the corner of Main and Loudoun Road, the Remy building. You know, there are apartments that look out towards the east, and you know, those views now will have a, you know, they'll have that visual blight of these poles and wires. And then the unemployment building, which because of the way Main Street slopes up as you head south, their views are above the buildings and really look out to the hills like a Pembroke. And but instead of just seeing beautiful hills, and you know, they'll be again this visual blight of wires and poles. So, you know, it takes away from the value of our views. And that's why I think Eversource is wrong when they're not considering the impact that they're going to have on Concord as they've considered it for the North Country.
Well, who knows why they make decisions, but I don't believe they made the decision to bury in the North Country because they cared about people's views. They buried in a section very far up north because people like the Forest Society and other folks up there would not let them put towers over their land. And the part that's in Grafton County going through the White Mountain National Forest, there was no way the U.S. Forest Service was going to let them build towers there. So that I really think that's why they
I definitely agree and understand that. But part of the reason why everyone said no was because they didn't want those that
towers,
visual
right.
blight coming yeah, through their land.
Exactly.
And, you know, so, you know, I think Concord deserves the same respect and consideration. And unfortunately for Concord, they're coming through their own right of way. So, you know, like the Forest Society, you know, we can't deny.
You know, I'm going to do a show on this topic at some point, but there are many people who contend that at least for some portions of that right of way, that PSNH does not have the right to lease it to Northern Pass, that people gave easements to PSNH decades ago because they wanted their neighbors to have electricity and, you know, didn't give an easement to PSNH so that, you know, some monstrosity like this could be built just for money. And I'll tell you, they've made a mistake. You all would disappear if they agreed to bury, right? You'd withdraw from the SEC hearings. You'd be...
I can't speak for the council, but the position of the city currently is to bury that line. That was what the council recommended, and that is, as you know, we're an intervener, and that's what we've been arguing.
Well, I was going to say, they've made a mistake with you guys because the attorney you have representing Concord, Daniel Pasek, is fantastic.
I agree.
And, they should agree to bury just to get rid of her. Folks, if you want more detail on exactly where the Northern Pass Transmission Tower would go through Concord, and if you want to see how close it's going to be to your home or places you love, the city has a great webpage with a great map, a lot of detail on where it goes. So check out concordnh.gov /Northern Pass, and you'll see what's going to happen to you all. I know you mentioned this before. I mean, the city has also spent a lot of money and effort on conservation areas. And you talked about how Northern Pass is going to cross through Turtle Pond and another conservation area. I forget which one you said the city only recently.
It's behind Broken Ground School, Whispering Heights. Some people refer to it or as the Broken Ground area.
You also said Concord wants to maintain a rural character.
I can't speak for the city, but you know, I feel we have the best of both worlds. We have a nice downtown. We have more of the big box retail shopping up on Loudoun Road, and then no matter where you live in the city, there is land that's been conserved for hiking, walking, and I think and it's just all beautiful views. And to have Northern Pass come through the East Concord like that, just you would be able to see some of these poles, like some certain areas in the city if you were hiking, and that's why we're fighting so hard to preserve the views of the city and not have this terrible scar just come right through us.
My understanding from listening to the testimony you all gave at the SEC is that these towers would even be visible from White Park on the west side of
There was testimony in that in certain areas of White Park, because from White Park you go up, it's more up on a hill, so there was testimony that it'd be visible. And it also, Loudoun Road's a gateway, so people coming into the city that might have gone up to Loudoun for NASCAR or coming in from the seacoast for whatever reason they're coming in the city, Loudoun Road is a gateway. And so the first impression of the city will be these huge transmission poles that are, you will not be able to avoid them. They're just going to be unsightly. So,
and Concord is also home to the state butterfly, the endangered
Cardinal blue.
And tell me if I'm wrong. I understand some of the Cardinal blue habitats are in Concord for this endangered species, and they're going to be disrupted.
Yeah, over by the and that's true over by the Regional Drive area, and they'll be disruptive. That's just it's one of the questions put when at the SEC hearing was about. Or some people say, they're coming through there right away, so everybody should have known. But there's one thing to live, you have this transmission right away. But I don't think anybody envisioned such a huge monster of a project that would be coming in and just disrupting and, taking down trees and bushes and just moving poles closer and closer to homes.
Well, Candace, I'd love to be able to talk to you longer, but our time is up. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and views with us about Northern Pass and for all you do for the city of Concord. And thank you all for listening. Tune in again next week.
Thank you, Judy.